morning.
Good morning.
Hi, good morning. I heard Margaret.
Yes. Just got back from my walk.
Well, good for you.
Yeah, it was really pretty outside.
Calm after the storm, huh?
Yes. It was.
All right. How are you doing? You must be doing great. You feel great.
Doing great.
Okay, I am thinking, I heard some other people on the phone, is that right?
Yeah, good morning, this is Wei, I got a 9.
Oh, Wei, you got noise in your background?
No, not the door.
Okay, alright. And Margaret, how did you do yesterday?
I had an 8. I didn't walk and I didn't journal, so there's no reason why I shouldn't journal today. And I'd have 10 tomorrow, but 8 today.
Okay, well, good. You know, I found it easier to journal right on the computer. For some reason or another, I do that right before I go to bed at night.
It's a good idea.
I just started it like a little Word document.
Yeah.
It's been easier for me. Wow, we got lots of people now are popping on, so... Okay, as you come on, if you would like to tell us your name and where you're from. This is Mary Lou. This is a lifestyle call. And you can also give us your points if you would like. Good morning.
Monty's here. I have a 9.
Hey, Monty. Good morning.
Good morning, Mary Lou.
You've got Margaret Heath here from Tennessee. With an 8, and Wei with a 9, and Monty, you said a 9, right? I also
yes,
had
ma'am.
A 9. I also had a 9. Okay, well, good job. Another beautiful day in the Pacific Northwest. All right, we've got some other people here popping on. Would you like to let us know your name, where you're from, and if you're giving points, go ahead and give those.
Hi, this is Darlene from California.
Hi, Darlene. Good morning.
Good morning.
Nancy's here. Could you star 4, please, Mary Lou?
I think I'll just better.
Yes, it is. Thank you.
Okay, I turned up my phone as well and moved my headset, so.
That'll work.
All right. All right. Usually I come through very loud, so I try to be a little quieter.
We can always turn down the volume.
Okay. Well, thanks, Nancy.
You're welcome.
Oh. Hi, this is Jan.
Hi, Jan. Good morning.
How are you today?
I am fantastic.
Good.
Okay. Nancy, you're from Ohio.
Cleveland, yeah.
That's what I thought. Okay. Good job.
Bonnie from Minnesota.
Hey, Bonnie. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, some of you are not given points. That's fine. I'm wondering if it's... Does everybody know about the points?
No.
No?
No.
Okay. And who is this?
Well, this is Fritz from Missouri.
Fritz?
Fritz, yes, uh-huh.
Well, welcome to the call, Fritz.
Thank you.
Are you brand new?
Well, fairly new, yes.
Today's the first day you've called in?
I think this is the second conference call I've had.
Okay, okay.
But I don't think we didn't deal with points, I think, when I called before.
Okay, and you realize this is the advanced lifestyle call, correct? Okay.
Not really, but...
Okay, well, welcome to the call. Actually, when we first get started here, I have been not been very good about giving our little statement at the beginning, so what I would like to do now is give you all an opening statement, tell you the purpose of our advanced lifestyle call. The purpose of this call is to provide the most current nutritional and advanced product technology information in the wellness industry. And when better health is attained, all areas of life will be impacted. And the people you hear today are a part of a study pilot group that are actively applying both the principles found in the China study book by Dr. Colin Powell. And most are utilizing cutting-edge wellness products made available by Niken. The China study, where the book begins, was the largest nutritional study ever done in the world. There were 880 million participants, and attending this call in no way obligates you to make any purchases. You are a guest. But all we ask is that if you find this information helpful and see benefit in anything you've learned, please pass the number on and the time of the call to others. So I want to thank you for allowing us to enter your home, your office, or your car at this time. And you've got quite a few people on the call this morning, so I think it would be great if we went ahead and shared with Fritz and maybe some of the new people on the line what our points are all about. To have a perfect day, we want to get a perfect 10. So we've kind of tweaked this to our new program. Let's go over the first five. Somebody, you guys want to help me?
Water.
Nancy says, well, you get 1 point for water. How much water, Nancy, and what kind?
PyMag, and I optimize all day long. At least 8 glasses, but the optimal is really half your body weight in ounces.
Okay, very good. Okay, so you would get a point for drinking your PyMag optimized water, PyMag water, good clean water. Okay, what's the other another point?
The other would be sleep, sleeping on our magnetic mattress pad.
Okay, sleep, good sleep, and that's probably 6 to 8 hours, is that right, Monty?
Correct, whatever the body needs. And, of course, the reason the sleep's important is that allows our body to rejuvenate and also take care of itself the way that it's designed to do so.
All right. Getting rid of the stress and the toxins, that's very, very good. Our magnetic sleep system just helps us take that to the optimum, doesn't it? Okay. So you get a point for sleep. And how about who else has a point?
Get one for walking, exercise.
Okay, Margaret, that's good. How long do you walk?
About 25 minutes, at least once a day.
25 minutes once a day. Yeah.
And wearing the Niken shoes.
Okay, cardio. Why would you wear those?
Because it helps your circulation, and it also helps your body. It's supposed to be.
Align your body, added weight.
Yeah, and it helps you on your weight management program as well.
Okay.
Makes you feel better when you have the exercise.
Absolutely. And some people wear those cardios throughout the day, although some parts of the country it's a little hot right now. So, okay. I actually make mine a minimum of 30 minutes. Okay. How about some other points?
Journaling. This is Wei. 1 point for journaling. It's very important to go through the days of what you eat and everything so you can reflect on how you feel.
Absolutely. Journaling is very, very important, especially when you're switching. I mean, it's always important, but now that we have switched to some advanced lifestyle, I was sharing with Margaret before she got on the call this morning, I've been doing that actually on the computer before I go to bed at night. And it's just made it so easy. I've got this very long Word document now. I just date it and what I did and how I felt. And that's been very, very helpful as we're going through some of these changes. We're going to notice things that we didn't even notice on the body balance and on the lifestyle. Okay, very good. Okay, one more before we get to our food. What would that be?
Nutritionals.
All right, our nutritionals. And do you have some favorites there? Well, I always have the green zymes and usually the burn and the cleanse and the just the regular women's.
Uh-huh.
This is Onita, by the way.
Hi, Onita. I knew that. I could tell. But thanks for sharing that because some of these people don't know your voice. First thing when I jump out of bed in the morning, I grab my Siaga and some jade green. And that's the very first thing I put in my body. And the jade green zymes, too, if you're having some issues here where after when you're removing the animal protein from your diet, then you may find that you're a little achy or I had a headache. And upping the jade green zymes really, really, really helped me. And so that's very important. And then I think everything else Anita mentioned I also take. Your daily pack, your burn will help you. And anything else? So then the last 5 points have to do with our meals. And boy, oh boy, is that ever easy. Who wants to help cover what we're doing for meals? Well, basically, we're eating our 3 meals a day, and if we remember, we're having a couple of snacks. And the thing is, we are eating the healthiest foods that we can find, lots and lots of vegetables, grains. What else, you guys? We've got the rice, the grains, anything plant-based, and we are doing, most of us on the study pilot group anyway, are eliminating all the animal protein. Some people have cut back on the animal protein, and they're doing this a little bit at a time. For me, I just decided I wanted to make the change now once I started reading a study, and that's where all of this started. So if you've got any questions about what we do for the meals, you can speak up now, but we're not going to cover recipes. There's the books, our reference books that we have been using are the China Studies, where it all started with Dr. Colin Campbell. Then we got into the Rave Diet and Lifestyle book. Then my husband started reading Perfect Health by, what's her name, Marianne? What's it, Shearer? Is it Marianne? Somebody help me on Perfect Health, The Natural Way.
Shearer. Perfect Health, The Natural Way.
Okay, Perfect Health, The Natural Way. Is it Marianne?
Yes.
Okay, thanks, Monty. And then there's also, I was picking these up one at a time, but since I have purchased my books now, one Focus on Growth has them as a package that you can buy. Now, somebody's in kind of a noisy location. If you're in a noisy location, could you please star 6? I hear a lot of noise there in the background. That wasn't... Well, maybe that was. Okay, anyway, Focus on Growth has put these books all together in a package deal for us, and they've also added another one, which I don't have, and that is what? Vegan for... What was that one, Monty? The little cookbook one, or who's got the package?
The Vegan Student Handbook.
Okay, and that has a lot of recipes in it, doesn't it? I believe.
Yes, that's the purpose of the book, basically.
Okay, that's the only one. As I said, I bought mine one at a time. And can you also buy those books individually at Focus on Growth, Marty?
Yes, you can, but the nice thing about it, if you get the package, you get all 4 of the books together, you'll also receive the CD that Ruth did with T. Colin Campbell, the author of The China Study, which is, of course, the main book that headed us in this direction. But the amazing thing is you get 15% off the normal cost. If you added all the 4 books together, I think you get it for $54. I believe that's what it is. Don't quote me on that one. But that's about 15% less than if you purchased each book at a time.
Oh, wow. Great. Thank you, Monty, for sharing that. Okay. And so we can go to Focus on... That's
www.focusongrowth.com. I don't have their phone number right off the bat. If somebody does, they could speak up with that, but I don't have it in front of me. So that would be our perfect 10 day. And those of us that have switched over to this program, I think, are finding that the hardest thing to remember is to eat, because we are just so satisfied with our meal. A couple of key things, some people get panicky and they think, oh my gosh, I need to have protein. And so they run and they try to find protein substitutes and all this kind of stuff. You don't need to do that, because actually my favorite part of the China study book is a thing on page 230 of your China study, and it shows you this chart of the different nutrient composition of plants versus animal-based foods per 500 calories of energy. And the three things that I actually have highlighted on here, and there's several things listed, with your plant-based foods per 500 calories of energy, you will get 33 from protein. In animal-based foods, it's 34. So you are getting the protein that you need from a plant-based food. And then your calcium also is 545 on a plant-based, and on the animal, it is 252. And your fiber, of course, is 31 with plant-based, and there is absolutely no fiber in animal-based foods at all. So when we talk plant-based foods, we're talking, this chart is comprised with equal parts of tomatoes, spinach, lima beans, peas, and potatoes. And the animal-based is equal parts of beef, pork, chicken, and whole milk. So when I was looking this morning, Monty and I were talking yesterday about jumping around or talking about our rave book, but I couldn't go right to the very next section, Monty, because I got engrossed here in reading about the protein on page, I think it was 183. And I was just, we've got so much protein in our vegetables. I think they asked in here, somebody said, what has more protein? Was it spinach, broccoli, or beef? And actually, spinach was the highest, broccoli was second, and beef was last. So you'll get lots of protein with your grains. One thing I had to back away from is I don't use a lot of the processed, the crumbled soy. Some people think they need to use the crumbled soy if they're going to make a taco or something like that. You guys, you're going to absolutely love them with the beans and the rice and chopped up mushrooms and cooked. So.
Good morning. This is Wei. Can I make a comment?
Yes,
for new people, I love the chart on 243 of the China study, how to eat, and it lists all your variety. People, when I said no animal, they said, oh, what do I eat? And then if they look at the chart, how much you can eat, 243 kind of give you an idea what to eat and what to minimize, et cetera. So I thought that was good, 243, that page.
Okay. Very good. And I don't know, Wei, if you're at a different location today or what, but your phone is much more clear. I can hear you much better. So
this is my home phone.
You're on your home phone?
Yes, I'm walking on.
Okay, that works much better. We had a very difficult time sometimes. Okay, this is very good, page 243 in your China study book. Eat all you want while getting lots of variety of any whole, unrefined, and plant-based food. So we've got all the information here, gang, and all we need to do is put it to work. Okay, anybody else have anything there that they would like to share? Some of you that have been on the program a while, how are you feeling?
Mary Lou, I have a question. I made beans yesterday.
Yeah.
And it's the first time I've ever done dry beans. Is all of the liquid supposed to absorb, or is there going to be some left over at the end? because the beans are soft, but they're still more liquid.
My beans, I guess that would just be a preference, just like when we make our rice. Some people make the rice much drier.
Okay.
I think that's just your preference.
Okay.
I like my beans kind of thick.
Mm-hmm. So if I let it go longer, it would have eventually absorbed in or evaporated? And the beans would have gotten mushier?
Probably.
Okay.
Probably.
Also, well, I was having the beans with rice, and I know you don't want to do recipes, and I'm not really getting into a recipe, but it was kind of, my husband said there's not much taste. And I had put some zucchini and garlic and onions, and I thought, what can I do to give it some taste? So I sprinkled some cinnamon on it because I used to like a rice pudding that had cinnamon in it, and that was good. But any kind of spices people are using with rice and beans to give it some better taste?
Anybody got help here?
This is Mary Lou in Texas, and do toss salsa on it.
Oh.
Anytime you've got rice and it seems a little bit plain, just put salsa on it.
That's a great
idea. You get already prepared or some that you prepared, and then especially with beans.
That is a super idea. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
That's also the best salad dressing around.
It's great on baked potatoes or anything that you use.
Right.
Rather than other things.
Thank you.
Okay.
And also, Nancy, in regard to the extra juice that might be left based upon people's individual preferences, one of the things I got a tip from Mary McDougall was that she takes, if she has extra juice, she goes ahead and drains that off the beans prior to serving them, and then, like you say, tomorrow she's going to make some sort of a plant-based chili or something that takes liquid.
Mm-hmm.
That's what she uses to increase the liquid in it rather than just possibly using just plain water.
So she recycles it.
She's exactly right.
That's
something, I don't know how long you can keep it, but if you pour it off and put it in a container and keep it in the refrigerator, I think within 1 or 2 days you can probably utilize it somewhere else that needs liquid.
I did put it on the rice, so, it absorbed
good.
In that way, too. It wasn't
great.
Horrible, but that's a good idea with the recycling.
See, that's the nice idea about this particular program, is we can take this program because we're not so much into how much each serving is or how many ounces or calories or whatever. But we can be very creative in regards to you can take a recipe out of the book and actually be pretty creative with it, particularly with the spices. So you can find
mm-hmm.
certain spices that you and your family like,
okay.
And then you can either include that as you're cooking that particular item or add it afterwards when you're mixing it.
It was really good with the cinnamon. And then I thought, well, I could try ginger the next time. I'm looking for spices that are also healthy.
Nancy, if there was any spice that I would think you would add to something, I think most of us on this call that have been here for any while would agree it would have been.
Kind of goes with me.
Well, Jeannie actually sent me a slow cooker bean recipe yesterday after she talked to you, Nancy.
Okay, no, I emailed her and asked her to do that.
Yeah, so anyway, she talked about power soaking them and all of that. So, and it seemed to me somewhere yesterday. Oh, I told her that I wanted to know if it had, our conversation had been about the gas part and if this power soaking and so forth had helped with that at all. And she said that there still was some gas. So haven't found the trick yet. I know that I cooked my beans the last time, and I didn't like them as well as soaking them, probably doing the power soak and then maybe cooking and then soaking them again, because I like my beans not to be mushy, but I like them to still have a little bit of, substance to them when I eat them. So
I did not notice an abundance last night of gas, so.
Okay, what were the seasonings you used in your beans? We better all know.
Seasoning? I have 4 or 5 kinds of beans here that I boiled up. 1, 2, 3, 4 kinds of beans. And I boiled them all up, and I did it the way I told you on the call yesterday. And I added garlic and onions to the beans as they were cooking. And then in the rice, I had garlic, onions, and zucchini and, oh, red pepper and green pepper, and I forget whether I put it in the onions, in the beans, or are they rice. And then I kind of, when I was eating them, just mixed them together. And after the first time, I thought, well, then I added the cinnamon. And that's all. And it really, I did not notice an abundance of gas last night.
Okay, and you did the power soak and then the cooking them, and the, did you do the slow cooker?
No, I don't have one.
Okay.
That's
okay.
Why I asked Jeannie to email you so that you could tell everybody how to do that. But just the regular way, cooked them for, it, actually it was longer than an hour and a half at the end, probably more two and a quarter, just because they weren't, I don't think they, well, they, there was too much liquid, and I don't know if they were soft enough yet.
Okay, well, what she talked about here is she power-soaked her beans, boiled the beans for 3 minutes, took them off the heat and covered and let them sit for an hour, drained and rinsed them.
That's 2 to 4. Soaked them 2 to 4.
Okay, then she put them in a crock pot with fresh water on high for an hour and cooked them the rest of the afternoon. I'm reading Jeannie.
Yeah.
And she put in fresh onion and garlic and a couple of bay leaves. And I added the spices at the end, of course. The Pie Mag water just soaks them and cooks them in.
Right. I didn't have a bay leaf, so I didn't put that in. I remember she told me that. But you can put in any spices. Do not put, I think, salt and I forget whether it was pepper or something else with the beans, you know, until the end. And I
Vinegar,
okay, because it'll toughen them or something. So I didn't salt anyway, and I never even thought of vinegar in there.
Well, I mean, it's something acid. This is Kathleen.
Yeah.
We've been doing beans for a long time, and let me mention about the power soak. What happens if you boil something?
It kills the enzymes.
It kills everything, that's right. And so you might want to think about, because it's really easy to put something on either at the first of the day or at the end of the day. The other thing, when you drain your water, that will release a lot of the gases as it's starting to grow. The bean is then releasing nutrients because it's getting in a prepared to be a plant. And then you just take that water and you put it on your plant. And you're pouring away most of the gas. The other thing is garlic is really helpful in calming down the gas. But I'm not going to recommend the power. I mean, if you're in a real hurry, you don't even have to soak them, but you're going to get a lot more nutrition from your beans if you do the overnight soak. And then they do cook up much quicker, too.
She had said, Jeannie had said before soak, but she said you can do it longer, and then you drain, and then you cook them.
Yeah. You don't do any cooking. I mean, I wouldn't recommend any cooking before you actually do the cooking for it. And when I talk about vinegar, that's the easiest connection. But tomatoes is the same thing. You don't want to add any tomato product because it's the acid. It will keep the bean. I mean, you want to add it when you've got the bean at the right consistency, and because it stops it at that point.
Stops what, Kathleen?
It stops the softening process. So you get a bean, you like your beans whole and kind of crunchy, then you add your acids, whatever it is, tomato or vinegar, at that point, and it will keep them that consistency. If you like them mushy, because you're going to smash them, then cook them longer, and then add your whatever you're going to add. So,
okay. So for variety in your Rave book, I'm sure you can find on pages 112 and 113, there's some recipes there for different things to do with beans. And another good thing is that if you go to another place that I love is going to allrecipes.com, and I just type in on the search thing, I put vegan beans, or I didn't do it this morning, but that's what I with my vegan chili or vegan tortilla soup, whatever it is that I'm wanting to make, I type in the vegan, and the reason I put in vegan is that you don't end up with the dairy, you know, in your recipes and stuff. Although you can also type in vegetarian and just remember not to have the animal products in there, you know.
This is Jan. I've been doing a lot of sprouting because even when I do the long soak and the long cook and all that and all that, with some beans, I still get gassy. So I take mung beans, which are really tiny little beans, and I take a little reddish bean called a dookie bean, and I soak them overnight, and then I drain them and put a like a wire mesh over the top of the jar, and every two or three times a day I rinse them in Pymag water, and they sprout real fast, and then I use those instead. You can either cook them or put them in the salad, and they're great. When they start to sprout, improves their nutrition. They start to have more of the vitamins and enzymes and minerals, and they're crunchy, and you don't have to cook them. I've even ground them up and made biscuits out of them.
Okay. All right. Some great ideas here. I'm just going to tell you on page 60 of the Rave Diet, it says initial gas. Due to the high fiber content of the Rave Diet, you may experience more flatulence than normal. As your body transitions to the Rave Diet, however, that problem will go away and you won't have any more gas than you did on your old diet. And a side benefit is that the gas from eating plant foods is nowhere near as smelly as gas you get from eating animal foods. And that is a scientific fact. And you'll also find that not only your breath, but also your body odor is much sweeter smelling. Refined plant products, such as refined soy products, cause more gas than whole natural plant foods. So we want to really watch the refined products, okay?
Also, as we mentioned yesterday, you need to do it slow. Add the fiber slowly.
Absolutely.
Don't just go from 20 grams to 40 grams overnight.
That, absolutely, Nancy. I'm glad that you brought that up because that, I think, is that is the key. So, okay. We've gone past our half hour. Do we have any last-minute questions? I thought I would get into reading a bit out of this book. I just mainly wanted to highlight it. The question I get asked the most is, where does your protein come from? I think I covered this a little bit, but it said people will stammer for a moment and then they'll say something like, well, they get it from meat, dairy, and eggs, and they'll be dead wrong. Protein doesn't come from any of these sources. All protein on the planet comes from plants. In fact, protein is the result of the interaction of sunlight on plants. Although many people don't think plants have protein at all, plants are the mothers of all proteins that we eat. This is page 183, you guys, of your Rave book. So people think sometimes of only animal products as having protein, but the lawn in your yard is full of protein. You may not recognize it, but a cow would, herbivory, so I don't know what that means. Such cows eat plants to get their protein. While carnivorous eat herbivores, they're actually eating the protein that originally came from the plants eaten by these herbivores. The problem with eating protein from animals is that it comes in a package of saturated fat and cholesterol, the two most deadly ingredients in the American diet. So getting enough protein simply for most Americans, it means eating animal foods. But the doctors and dietitians will flatly state that you don't get enough protein by, they'll tell you you don't get enough from eating plant foods, but they're wrong. This is where it told me about, and I don't want to keep them. Unfortunately, they're following the protein requirements that our government, which has been set by the meat, dairy, and egg industries through lobbying efforts, and they are not only ridiculously high, but also potentially dangerous. This standard has the flag wrapped around it. Nutritionists and high health professionals have taken it as science and preached this gospel to the public, but they are in fact misleading, mindlessly acting as salespersons for industries selling high-protein food, which has paid off politicians. Okay. A friend recently went to her nutritionist who said that in order to get the protein her body requires purely from vegetables, she would need to consume more vegetables than she could possibly eat, and that's not true because we don't need to have the amount of protein that we have been told. So it's extremely easy to meet protein needs on for any diet. In fact, you'd have to be starving to not get enough protein eating anything other than a junk food diet. So here we go. Which has more protein, steak, broccoli, or spinach? Spinach has the most.
then broccoli, and steak comes in last place. So, there's some more information out of your little Rave book. I really recommend everybody get these books and read them as we did cover to cover. It makes so much more sense, and the more information we get, the better you're going to understand what, you know, the transition that your body is going through, and you're going to be healthy, and this is information we need to pass on to our family. So, last-minute questions. Monty, you're going to be on the call tomorrow.
Yes, ma'am.
Great.
I hope with everybody that's on the call right now.
Absolutely. We've got a great group today. So any last-minute questions before we sign off, you guys? Okay. Thanks. I want to thank the Active Study Final Group. I want to thank all of you that are on the phone this morning for taking the time and your commitment to this program. Thanks to our guests that are attending today. And if you have any questions, I'm going to direct you to the person that invited you to this call. Have a wonderful day, and please join us again. Monty, you'll be here tomorrow morning. Make it a 10-day, you guys. Have a great one. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Mary Lou.
Uh-huh.